Truck Chat Freestyle, early edition for Sunday. What is it? August 18th, 2013. Dog Days of Podcasting. Hey, followed up with my sister yesterday about the voiceover stuff. Remember I said we were going to call? And we finally talked. And she was impressed. She liked what I was doing. And, of course, I'd ask, what can I improve? And she made a note about some of the P's at the end of sentences are popping and that I should soften them up. But other than that, she said, wow, hardly recognized it. That it was you. And then played it to her husband, and he said, yeah, I hardly recognized that was Chuck at all. Very professional. So apparently knowing the subject obviously helped. So I was happy about that. Little background about yesterday's Silicon Road. In the last show that I mentioned that tragedy had struck the Helwig family, they endured this and other hardships slash crises because of their faith in Christ. They, my friend Mark, and he was also a friend of the Helwigs, and turned out to be my best man in my wedding, and Donna had a large influence on my faith. And when I see a family like that go through what they did, losing two brothers, and then the dad having a life-altering brain injury in an accident, and still coming out on top, you can't help but be changed. You think what you want, but I saw real faith, and I've seen real miracles in my life, and I try to pay it forward, at least by teaching Sunday school. And that's starting up the week after Dragon Con. Oh man, that's coming back. Bill Helwig, the guy who started the Computer Land store, is now an attorney. And Scott Reynolds, who will come back in this story again, they were huge in helping me through many of my computer courses, probably out of just pure fun interest. We all like to do that stuff. But they also offered up resources. I mean, I couldn't have done some of my programs without, some of the computer resources at Computerland, or I would have had to go to the lab and fight for a PC or something, or wait for obnoxious turnaround times, that kind of thing. A lot more commuting rather than stay at work, dial into the mainframe, etc. And at times, I had more fun working at the store than I did at some of my courses. One of my most interesting service calls when I was a support technician at Computerland was the repair of a compact portable 2 power supply. These things were notorious for blowing out power supplies for whatever reason. They'd fail. And the power supplies were easily replaceable modules, but they cost a few bucks. Unless, of course, they were under warranty. Well, one day we got a service call from a guy who lives in the summertime. He lives in the lighthouse at the tip of Grand Island, which sits out in front of Munising Harbor in Michigan. This is where I felt like the Maytag repairman, where he had to get in the little boat and row out to the island. Not quite that bad, but Munising is about 45 minutes from Marquette. So I had a 45-minute car ride. Then we took the car ferry across like a quarter-mile channel over to Grand Island, and then it was pretty rough. I mean, it was logging trails and two-lane rut roads and going through the woods across this 5-7 mile island up to this beautiful, beautiful vista on the north end of Grand Island, a couple hundred feet above Lake Superior, overlooking nothing in front of you but Lake Superior. Off to the right is pictured rocks and just drop dead gorgeous view. And this guy is apparently a writer. He would write his articles on this computer and then drive all the way into town, and it was about another 45 minutes or an hour just to navigate through this road on his Jeep so that he could use an acoustic coupled modem to send his articles back east. I think he was a professor or something. So he was writing during the summer, and then he'd modem his stuff. The good old days, right? And he'd go to a payphone, and this wasn't just an acoustic modem that you slap in a cradle. It was the separate earpiece and mouthpiece that would couple onto the payphone. I wonder how you do that these days. Well, I guess you don't have to worry because you could just write them on his iPad or something now if he's still up there. But it was very interesting. I think we charged a little extra for the travel time. So I'll talk to you later about bulletin boards and the internet and how they all tie together, because it's a fascinating story. But just wanted to put that little postscript, addendum, whatever you want to call it, onto yesterday's Silicon Road. Till next time, 101.